What do you do when thoughts of leaving your spouse comes in? So it's in that sense, sure. You know what I mean?
When your spouse is when particularly annoying.
There you go. And you're like, God, how awesome.
I just really like
to leave. You think that's normal though, to have those daydreams of like, you see a movie, right? And they're living this like cool, like socialist, like life in New York, living in downtown. And, you know, you have those thoughts like, God, I think I could do that.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
In another lifetime.
In another lifetime as another person, I could probably, I'd be that. Welcome back to Just Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tom.
And back in the studio.
We are back in the same city.
Yeah.
At the same table.
And it feels like it wasn't just a week ago. It feels like it's been weeks since I've been back.
Yeah. But. Well, it's been...
I don't even know.
Has it been less than a week? I don't remember.
I don't remember. I think it's because our podcasting's been off our schedule.
Yes, it has been.
It's Friday.
We were on a Wednesday last time, and now we're on a Friday. So it's been a little over a week.
Yeah, that's because I'm off of work.
Me too. We have more time on our hands. So
I know.
You know, God forbid we stick to the schedule.
You know, I thought I was going to play video games like crazy.
Yeah.
Not so really. Much. No.
Yeah, I've been playing them more than usual.
I ran cables because... I ran a cable that goes from my PlayStation in my room, and the HDMI goes up into the ceiling and out of a wall in my living room, so I can play my PlayStation on my big screen TV in the living room sometimes.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it works. Alicia, after I got everything connected, she goes, so are you sure it's going to work? Did you test that? I'm like, it'll work. I'm 90% sure.
Test it.
I was like, I'm pretty sure it'll work, you know. Then I was like thinking that thought. Like,
well, the only thing they go wrong, of course, would be it would a bad go wrong. Cable, right?
Yeah,
there's really nothing else.
And I, God forbid, I would have hated that because that was the pain.
God forbid, eh?
Hey, God forbid, I have to go up there. So you know, there was a creepy moment when I was in my attic, and I ignored it completely, but it kind of like creeped me out a little. Mm. Was I was trying to drop this cable. The HDMI cable through the wall, and I think this is before I had Cheeky help me. Mm-hmm. Because I have like maybe an inch and a half to 2 inches to see through, right? I drilled a hole through a 2x4, and I was like, okay, I have the light on it just right. I'm like, I think I see something.
Yeah.
You know? And but then I hear this weird like ring behind me, like a phone ring, like old school.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
It was just a little hint. It was like just a weird sound, right? And I was like, I just kept running the cable. And I was like, I'm acting like I'm not just hear that because I don't know what that was from. I don't know if it was something in the house, like, and I'm just hearing it because I'm upstairs, you know, I'm up in the ceiling.
But what makes an old school phone ring?
I don't know. And I had my phone in my pocket, so maybe like my phone about dialed something. I don't know.
But you,
I just ignored it. It was very faint.
That's even creepier, though.
I kind of looked behind me, but then I was like, nah, because I got like, you know.
Isn't that even creepier? Though? Yeah, the freaking.
I was like, oh, shit. Just keep playing. Just keep doing your thing.
As an adult, like, I'll get that feeling every once in a while when you let your brain go. Like, when I'm out in this house by myself super late sometimes, I'll just get one of those thoughts like, someone's going to come down from the basement or from the attic and like kill me.
Like, just come right down here.
Just kind of like someone's like came in, is hiding, and I don't know they're here, and they're just gonna come down and kill me. And you get that eerie feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Even as an adult, I'm like, come on.
So I'll go outside sometimes, and it'll be late at night. It'll be like 10:30, 11, you know. And I always, and this was around the time there was those cougar sightings in the area. Remember that?
Yeah.
So I'd go outside, and that would happen. I would like, oh, fuck. What am I going to do? One time I grabbed my shovel and just because I was down by my garage.
Yeah.
And I was like, I grabbed a shovel and I was just like, let me just go back up. I just pictured a cat. And this is when we still had our tree. Like, I'm going to go up to go in my house. And I'm going to look up and there's a fucking cougar chilling in the tree. I don't know what I would.
Wouldn't that be weird?
No.
Like, it would be scary. 55-year-old woman just sitting up in your tree waiting for you to come up the driveway.
Babe, you got to see this.
Neighbor lady's in the tree again.
Can we invite her in? No, I'm just kidding.
That'd yeah, be, no, we had.
I'd legit, be more scared of that.
I know.
I wouldn't know. I'd be like,
lady, you need to go.
Am I in now. Florida?
Yeah. Where are we right now? I know. No, we had like true cougar sightings in town last spring. It's yeah. probably going to happen again. They were in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Like separately. Super close, like less separately. Than a mile, I think. Away.
Yeah, one of them. I mean, I still run by yeah, the yeah. orchard that's by us.
Oh yeah,
that's where they killed one of them. Which that still bothers me that we just kill them. Like, can't we trank them and then
put them off to the wild?
Like we just the reason that they're coming through town now is because town's like expanded so yeah. far, right?
They're
so
like, where am I going?
It's kind of our fault. He's like, I'm just on the highway, just coming. This is the same path I've used my whole life, asshole.
Where'd this asphalt come from?
You know, he's like hiding in the one tree he can find.
Yeah,
like shit, nobody saw me, and everyone's calling, oh my god, I just saw it, get out of here and kill it.
But that is kind of scary.
It's
they should
terrifying.
They should trank it though.
Yeah, they should trank it and get it.
Can you imagine if that trank didn't work? Town. Like they think it works, and the cat's like faking it, that's and they probably, go to grab it, and it's like, pow! That's
probably why they just shoot him.
Yeah,
I hear that that cougars are pretty good at playing dead. So.
They're pretty strong, I'm sure. Hey, dude, I would be terrified. Like, I just seen a video of a guy freaking. He had his gun out, and there was a cougar coming at him.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh shit! And he fires at it. Yeah, he fires twice. He misses both times.
Did it scare it though?
Not like I thought. In my head, I always thought I'd shoot it.
Would turn around and run, right?
This cat was like thinking again, like, I might have still attacked you. I still might.
See, that's
And then it kind of turned around and meandered off.
Yeah, fuck this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That, still got you a got gun. A big yeah. gun. Oh,
look at you with your little dick and your big gun.
Fight me like a man.
Cougars are so mean. Years of experience.
Yeah. You tiny little man.
See, I play it really smart. I always go for my walks and my runs with a laser pen in my pockets.
I know that's gotta work.
That I still want to know. I know we've made that joke before, but I still just really want to know,
dude,
if that's the thing. Like, you see this giant cat out there in the woods.
I feel like it would work.
I think it would. I mean, it's that feline brain, right?
It's gonna be like, what the hell is that?
Right. I can't help it. And you like throw it up in trees and shit, and it would just
scare me if it didn't work.
Right.
And it's like just looking, staring at me, and I'd be like, yeah. Throw it at it.
Oh, I know.
Fetch. You like to fetch? Give me your kitty kitty.
Yeah.
That's why you got to have like steak on hand or something. Throw it. Maybe that'll work.
What was it that I just watched? Did you ever see Stephen Colbert's Christmas special from years ago?
No.
So it was back when he was on the Colbert Report. Uh-huh. He did a Christmas special, and part of the thing is he's trying to get to his special, and he's stuck in his cabin because there's a bear outside.
Oh god!
So he goes, "What would help me distract a bear?" He's like, "I know. I'll rub meat on myself." Stupid stuff, but it still cracks me up.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, hang a stake and then start throwing stakes.
I don't know. Cougars are scary. That's like my fear.
They're scarier than bear for sure.
Yeah,
because they'll just track you silently.
Or even a grizzly would be scary too, though.
One of those Kodiaks, the 12 footers.
Oh God! So when I was in when I was in middle school, when I lived in Henderson. Mm. We were like the brown bears. Yeah. And so there was
a little racist, but okay.
I know. Fucking, it was a bunch of us Mexicans
not one
going
white
there.
Kid at that school.
It was just Mexican and black kids going to that school.
The polar bears were down the road. They were the rich kids.
Yeah, they lived in the nice area. But freaking, yeah, in the, I want to say in the gymnasium, you'd walk down these stairs that kind of split off that would take you downstairs to like where the gym was.
That
at.
Sounds really fancy.
It was actually cool looking.
That
school.
Sounds like I'm thinking like Titanic or something. Like that's the grand staircase coming down.
Yeah, my prom date came down.
You were looking at the clock.
But they had in between that was a bear, like, but it was like actual size of one. It was
like stuffed bear.
I don't know if it was stuffed or if it was a statue, but it was huge. It was like, you know, a brown bear.
Damn.
And it was, I just remember thinking it was like 15 feet, 20 feet. But also I was like a little
kid.
They
can be like 12 feet. I mean, they can be huge.
I would shit my pants.
Right?
I'd just be like,
if it's just sitting there, and like the
maybe Kodiaks, that, maybe shitting meat myself would make it go, oh.
No, nah, I don't need tainted meat.
You.
The creepiest part about those Kodiaks, and maybe it's other grizzlies too, I don't know, but they have that huge hump on their neck, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's something about that.
That's even
that one part creeps me out even more. Like, yeah. That's like the Revenant. That yeah. Where he gets attacked by that bear.
He got raped by that bear.
Wow. I mean, yeesh. I kind of wish if I were in that boat, I'd be like, just kill me. Just
didn't he like live in it after he killed it, or
maybe
something like that.
Probably.
Like it was something because he was the fucked
Star
up.
Wars deal.
Yeah, he had to stay warm because he was like pretty fucked right. up. God, I would die. I'd probably die. I don't think I would live.
No, I couldn't have made it 200 years ago. I always think it'd be fun. Like I look back, I was listening to this Western podcast for a while.
Do they talk in accent?
Cowboys and shit. Yeah.
Like an old school Western.
Yeah. Howdy, partner. No, they didn't. They just told stories like a normal talk.
Oh, that's but, cool. But it was Western stories.
But it was, yeah, it's the Wild West. So it was pretty pretty interesting. I don't remember why I brought that up.
The Wild West, because you said back in the day
you would make it. I always like listened to that, like that'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
But then yes, like we were talking about, I don't think I would have lived that long though. I would have been bit by like a rattlesnake or something real quick.
Dude. No. Rattlesnakes and cougars.
Yeah.
They're scary. No,
we actually came across a rattlesnake when we went on our one big hike.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have
twice we came across a rattlesnake.
Yeah, it was me, you, and Luis.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And then when me and you went, we were coming. It was on our beginning hike on the huge hike, and then there's one off to the side of the hill that you could hear.
Oh shoot, I don't remember that one.
You know, I remember that one.
I could have just walked right into that guy.
I just kept walking. I'm just gonna ignore
it. Yeah,
but I remember the one with Luis, and that was. I had no idea. I don't know where the hell that is. I'm colorblind, dude. So these snakes blended so good.
It was in the grass. It was a smart little fucker sitting there in the grass. But Luis got him. You remember Luis with the giant stick?
I was like,
dude, just keep going. He throws it at it. It goes flying off.
Like, I'm just glad it didn't come towards us.
I know. I'm like, bro, let's just go. We got through. Let's just go.
I wonder if it would have done anything if we all three would have went. Or if it was just,
I don't know,
but I didn't want to.
I don't know if
it
was gonna do anything anyway, but yeah, we couldn't see it anywhere.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I don't want to get bit by a snake in the middle, fucking 12 miles away.
You got all these like dumbasses going running through it. Remember that kid that was like running the trail?
Oh,
he ran the entire fucking thing. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
and then he like comes running out like it's his morning jog.
Stupid idiot!
You're gonna get bit by a snake. Slow down.
I wouldn't run on those trails though, because I mean,
either.
The rocks
my
and the
ankles,
dude. I'm gonna like trip over a
that
root.
Just shows you our level of.
I'm pretty athletic. I like to think, but I'm not very graceful.
But I'm not like
I think there's a difference.
12-year-old athletic.
I'm not like
these stupid high school.
I'm clumsy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
We had those walking sticks. We were out there like I mean it was like so funny to me because
it was all downhill.
I was feeling like no, I mean, it was a rough hike. Don't get me wrong. And there's a lot of reason to be out there like real backpacking, but in my mind I'm like we're going out in the middle of nowhere. We need some survival tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got like this is legit. We're gonna be out there for days. We get turned around maybe
forever.
3 days, like you know we're gonna be pulling water out of the stream.
We did
little life straws, like we gotta live. And then you get some punk ass kid with nothing running in his sneakers with his dog. You're like, shit, where the fuck are we?
I want to
like,
trip him.
I didn't know this was a park.
I know.
Did you know this is a city park?
I wonder how far he went though.
I don't know.
We went deep.
We went deep and we never saw him. He made it all the way out the other side. This is like an 18-mile hike.
Yeah, yeah. We were in deep. Yeah.
And one we way. Turned around and went the other way.
And in one day.
But the craziest thing was it was deep enough. When we got to a certain point, there was like nobody.
Oh, yeah. It was
nobody.
It's one of those, if you go off the path, you can get lost.
Yeah. It was cool, though.
It was
creepy at night.
Dude, in the woods at night.
Pitch black, no noise but animals. That was a little creepy.
That's the creepiest.
And then that weird phone rang.
Oh, God. I was scared.
In the distance.
Bro, if I heard a phone ring in the middle of the woods,
dude,
and I even knowing that no one was there, I'd be gone.
Hello?
I'd leave.
And nobody responds. Hello? Anybody out there?
You want to know where I'm at?
Hey.
Why do people do that in movies? Like, it, you know, it's a scary situation, yeah. But they.
Well, I think fear. I would probably do that, really. Like, just out of like the social
awkward.
Like, God, this. No, there's like your brain would be like, this isn't right. And so you'd be trying to convince yourself it was right. You'd be like, hello? And then like, hoping, oh, hi, sorry. We're just camping over the ridge. Sorry, I'm trying to get
some. Or like signal. You go in a scary building and they're like, hello.
Yeah.
And then, hello, I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear nothing.
Right.
About. Get out of my house.
Holy shit.
Our ghost.
My cousin Brian once posted a video. He and some friends were out. I don't think it was like a hike out in the middle of nowhere. I think it was kind of like they're walking the outskirts of the area that they live in. But they live over kind of like Puyallup area.
Okay.
Yeah, generally speaking Puyallup-ish. And there was some old shut down house that had served some purpose.
Okay.
It was like halfway house-ish type thing, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, totally shut down, run down. So they went in to check that out and like it just looked creepy. You know, it had like the you know, like the old churches have those like old kitchens and stuff in them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had like the fake wall that can come down so people can serve food.
Yeah,
it had that kind of shit in there.
Like the little kitchenette thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like at my the Grange I was at when I got married. Yeah,
very similar like to that. Yeah, it was like that kind of stuff, which for whatever reason in a rundown house or building, it just looks that much more creepy. It was wild.
Y'all, it was probably like inbred family that lived in it too.
Then, yeah, right. And then the monster people came out.
Like, hey, boy, what are you doing around here?
It was very weird. It turned into a whole cinematic experience.
No. Those movies are creepy to me, the inbred family ones.
Did you ever watch the one, a really good one, Wrong Way?
Wrong Turn?
Wrong Turn. That was the Wrong Way. I think Damon Marlon Wayans made that one.
I watched that one.
Yeah.
That's creepy to me.
And I think they made another one.
Hey.
The Hills Have Eyes, I think was supposed to be pretty creepy. I don't know if I ever really
watched
it. There
was one. It's supposed to be based on something that happened in like, God, I want to say Australia or something.
Boy.
I forget what movie it's called, but it's like that where it's like The Hills Have Eyes or it's like a group of just creepos. Because I don't know, man. That scares me.
Does. Yeah. Backwoods.
Oh, because you know there's some shit like that.
Well, there's a guy that goes around and he like will go to places. He does lots of YouTube videos. I wish I knew his name. I'd shout out to him. I don't know his name.
Jerry.
Jerry Cumsworth. he travels the country and he goes to like inner cities where it's like really dangerous. Or like in this one, he went into Appalachia, like deep Appalachia.
You said he goes to inner cities?
Oh, yeah. He goes like everywhere.
He's all in the ghetto?
Yeah, it's for real. Like he'll go into like bad, bad neighborhoods to just like film. But his goal, I think, is like to show you the reality of like the decent people that live in these places.
It's not always. Yeah.
Yeah. Or he'll show like the troubles that an area has, that kind of stuff.
You said he went to the Appalachians.
He went into the Appalachians like deep.
Okay.
You know, like where you're talking.
Yeah.
But the people, like so many of the people, they were nice people.
Seven.
They were like, you know, he was like showing a lot of really decent people. And then they would tell you like, you know, don't go into this area because the people, I mean, they're nice people, but they just get a little freaked out with outsiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. They fuck this. This is Nate people. I know.
No,
I watched the movie.
I eat you.
But like, yeah, it's kind of the Hollows, I think they call them, or Hollers. I can't remember.
Where is that?
These little backwoods. This is like West Virginia.
Okay.
Like Southern
I'm thinking
Virginia.
Appalachian Mountains. Like I'm thinking, I don't know. I was thinking like fucking
Swiss Alps.
This
was Alps. See?
yeah. That's
the awesome. Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah. Not the Appalachian.
I think they're just Alps, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Appalachians?
You've been to the Appalachians? It's the PH.
The Appalachians.
The Fallations.
There's a lot of weird shit going on in those ones, let me tell you. Brother and sister, fellatio.
All day. Fucking, but that'd be, I don't know, that guy's brave.
Yeah.
Because I've seen videos where I think there's a famous story where someone goes to another, like, island, and it's, like, an island full of cannibals.
Oh, yeah, sure, those exist.
He gets, like, threatened, like, no, we're going to fucking eat you.
You better leave, they speak English there. You better leave, or we're going to fucking eat you.
Yeah, pretty much they get translated to that.
You just look at it like, la, la.
Like,
they start looking at this.
Yeah, dude, it was. I just know that guy was like, his face was like, when he's like, so what did he say? And then they translate it. And he's like,
well, Mike, they say they're going to eat you.
Well, I got to go.
Nope.
I'll see you later. That's like those Mr. Ballin videos.
Yeah.
But
he had some good ones, man. There was one in Washington, the Hell's Canyon.
Yep.
Yeah, he had one about Hell's Canyon.
Yep.
Can you tell me where Hell's Canyon is?
Where is Hell's Canyon?
I have no idea. I'm guessing West Side-ish. I think I looked it up scary. Once.
Sounds far.
Yeah.
it sounds like it's on our side of the mountains,
really,
though.
Really, really, really deep down.
Doesn't somewhere. It? It sounds like it's eastern side.
I don't know. The way he was talking about it was like trees and stuff. Mm. But well, I don't
Spokane.
Know. Oh.
I think they did one where there was like in Spokane, too. Probably. Where he had one over there, too. But I was like...
Those creepy
scary.
Stories I love. Did you hear the one Mr. he Ballin. Did about the gold rush people up in Alaska or Canada? It's not even Alaska. It's up in Canada. There's a certain mountain area that's like closed to the public. Like they don't even let people in anymore, right?
I don't
even know if this is true or not. But according to him, it's closed off mountains. And
well, no, there is areas, I think, where they do that because like,
they want to keep people out or, whatever. Like, they don't want the ground ruined, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's...
But it was so interesting, this story. And he tells them, like, even if they weren't true, he just is such a good storyteller that it doesn't really matter. Like...
It was raining.
But, yeah.
It was a brisk, cold winter.
Raining cats and dogs.
But he has such a good voice.
He does. I mean, he just tells it normal. Like, it's not even, like... It's not like Fraser Crane reading something or something. You know, like he sounds like a normal guy, but it's just he's so interesting, the details he pulls out. So anyway.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just like the way he speaks.
It is.
You know? Like I don't know. I've been watching this guy, it's some Asian guy that's talking about how like to improve your speech and stuff. Because I want to try to do that and he's saying ums. He was just saying, like, use your pauses, and he's trying to teach how pauses are very powerful and all this. And I was like, okay.
Jesse, would you use your pauses?
I'm like,
see how powerful.
Speak
he was waiting. He was on pins and needles.
I was on the edge of my seat.
So the other day, I was doing kind of like a character voice, which I never really do that, but I was thinking, like, how funny it would be if you had somebody that talks so slowly. Like, that it'd be so annoying.
As you're like, oh, my fuck.
You know.
I talk that way.
Like, people that really want to talk but enunciate everything for you.
That would be weird.
So that, kind of like Michael Cohen. You know Michael Cohen is the former Trump attorney. He kind of talks like that. And it cracks me up.
It seems annoying almost.
It's really annoying. It's like, speed the fuck up. I don't have all day.
I think I speak that way.
I talk too fast. No, you don't.
I speak that way, but not coherently.
You speak very normal. It's when people really want to enunciate everything that it becomes a problem.
JJ tried to correct my enunciation on something before. I'm like, boy, you better shut the fuck up.
I enunciate just fine.
I'll enunciate your ass out this house. Yeah. You keep telling me what to do.
Go there, bro.
Yeah.
You're grounded.
Stop being smart.
Don't tell me I'm enunciating wrong.
You're enunciating wrong.
Yeah, I think when I first started teaching, I think I started to notice that I had a very lazy voice.
I felt.
And I feel today that I still have kind of a lazy voice, but I work.
How do you work at it? That's something I want to know. How do you improve your theatrics when you speak? You know, like for me, I'm a very boring speaker. I'm not good at teaching because I have a boring voice. Mm. Right? It's like, okay, this sucks. He's slow talking. He mumbles. He's just a big idiot. Please don't talk. You know, like, that's how I feel.
Yeah. Well, I know. I don't know. Rate and rhythm.
I don't have that.
Are too big. Cadence is big. And like the guy said, yeah, using your pauses and all that is important.
But he does actually talk about the rate, the rhythm of your,
You can mimic the feeling.
Instead of talking like this and like this, you talk like this, and it's a flow. It's like a music. That's how he like talks.
Because what you don't want to do, Jesse.
He's like, the way he speaks about it, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I always tell like my students, because they're first graders learning to read, you don't want to read like a robot, and you don't want to talk like a robot either. You want to use your voice.
Yeah, I have a non-exciting voice. I don't get excited, so it's like, I get excited, but I don't.
I get it.
I was pretty excited when I was doing that TV thing.
Yeah.
At least he was like, I'm glad you're excited. I was like, dude, I'm so ready. But I've been feeling good lately.
Those fucking bells up in your attic.
Yeah.
And the hellhole that you found.
Yeah, dude, when I was doing it. Did I say that on air or off air?
I think it was off air. Sorry, yeah. Guys, if you already heard this.
But no, when I was running the cables up, because I'm up in the ceiling, and I wanted the cables to look nice, so I, you know, put plates on them. So it looks good coming out of the wall.
Yeah.
So I'm up in the attic, and there's this part where there's a piece of plywood, and I was like, what is this? You know, it was off to the side of where my fireplace goes up through, because that's where the cable was running to, because it was directly across is my bedroom, living room. So mm-hmm. It was perfect. But anyway, I start lifting that up, and then I look down, and it's just this big hole that goes all the way down to the basement is what I'm guessing. To Elena's room is what I mm-hmm. think, is because in her room is a it's just this metal door that I think it's for the fireplace, like if soot and stuff
builds up right there
or something, is my guess. And it's like a clean out, because downstairs in Ziana's room is the other fireplace, because it's two fireplaces.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know. I don't know if that's the offshoot.
Yeah, maybe.
But I was like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah, if that were a horror movie, you know what would happen?
Huh.
Alicia would yell at you to come down because lunch is ready or something. And you'd be like, okay, I'll be right there.
Like,
and
blah, 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 blah.
Leave. And then it would slowly zoom into that dark hole with that kind of ominous music playing.
And you'd see like this figure.
And then later on, you'd see the figure. Later on, some creepy shit would start happening.
As I lift up the lid and I'm shutting it down, all of a sudden you see the figure's eyes or something.
Something.
Like, ah! And but man, I mean, like I said, when I was up there, I heard that phone ring.
Those jingling bells.
Like, I heard a phone ring, and I was just like, okay, whatever.
But it was like old school, like, ring.
It was like, yeah, it was a weird like ring.
Where you actually had the old bell.
And it was like it was a weird ring. I don't know if it was that bell ring, but it was like an old ring, like 80s, 90s type of phone. And I was just like, just keep doing what you're doing.
Just don't look.
Just don't look. I kind of like glanced, and I was like, I don't want to know if something's behind me. But, you know, like I got that like, chilly
what
feeling.
What could it be?
I don't know. I was crazy. Like, whatever. I'm excited for this. Let's see. This did it take way longer than I thought? Yeah, of course. It took all day.
Does. Anytime you're going to do anything in your house, bro, just know it's going to be at
I'm
least
like,
three
dude, this is
going to
be easy. But then I'm like, oh, the fireplace is right here. I'm pretty sure the stack goes up. Sure enough, drilled through the wall. But lucky in the living room, there's a hole in that. So I put a pencil through it. And I was like, oh, God, it's the fucking concrete. How am I going to do this? So I go up in the attic, and there's this gap between where they installed the wall and the concrete of the actual fireplace. Excuse me. And I could see if I like leaned my head against it, I was like able to see like the pencil sticking out. I was like, okay, I can fit a cord down there. So then I had Cheeky help me. Like, I'm like, hey, do you see it? She's like, yeah, I got it. And she, you know, she'd pull it. But they're like, just lining that up was what was so hard.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God. I had a fish tape on one of them. And, of course, the hole I'm going that goes down to my room, as I look between the wall and the fucking fireplace, when you look between that, because I had like a 2-inch hole, you see that there's like drywall or something like. So whatever piece they cut, they just threw it between the wall.
Uh-huh.
And so the first time I had my fish tape, it got stuck somehow. Because my fish tape has a hook.
Yeah.
So it got stuck in there and I could not pull it out. So I had to get a pair of pliers and just kind of like break the wire and start new. So my 25 foot tape's, you know, 15 feet maybe.
Well, it could be worse, I guess.
But, you know,
how much random shit do you think ends up inside of walls?
Oh, so much. I put some random. Dude, I went up there. There was a Zips. The restaurant Zips, there was an old Zips cup up there.
Well, that's funny.
Like they drank
their
soda.
I had two old school Shasta pop cans in my wall at the old house from God knows when.
I keep them.
Yeah,
I did.
I did. They're over there on the shelf. The orange and the blue one.
Dude, those look like
the 70s old, or something.
Yeah, like the Ajax style.
Yeah, cans. They're pretty
cool. I'm going to grab them. I'll show you.
Rip the top off and...
grab this one.
Yeah, check this out, folks. I found this in my basement.
Orange soda? What?
Yeah, look at that. Shasta orange soda.
And what's the other one? It's just cola.
There's the top.
Made with real Coke.
Please don't litter.
Dude, the ingredients, though?
Dispose of properly.
Dude, the ingredients compared to what soda has now. Check that out.
Carbonated water, sugar, dextrose.
More sugar.
Levulose, concentrated orange juice, malic acid.
They don't put orange juice in that shit no more?
No, how there's no juice.
How good was that?
Artificial flavor. This is like a heavy duty can. Like, I don't want to dent it, but this is like heavy duty. Like, it is. You can feel.
I mean, this is a solid can. Like, it's thick. This is when America was America. And we were a great nation.
This is before we worried about waste.
I know. Just fuck it.
They just turned that immediately into a car.
Yeah. Yeah, there's hardly any ingredients in there compared to what like soda has.
It's nuts.
It's like it has dextrose, mextrose, fextrose. Sextrose.
I want to know what mextrose is.
You don't. That's a thing.
We don't
they
know
put
any
it in animal
is.
Carcasses
right.
to stuff them.
Right.
It's a anti-coagulant. Any balm. Yeah. No. Switching up, though, I've actually been feeling pretty good lately.
Like, in what way?
I think just overall, like, mentally, physically, like...
You know, it's funny. I've been feeling better myself.
Like,
last year, I knew that this is going to be a rough time, because for whatever reason, I tend to get down in breaks. Yeah. No, I feel good.
That's how I feel, like, I don't know. Lately, I've just been feeling good, and I'm like... Nice. I think I'm starting to accept things that I can, you know, like that whole serenity prayer, in a sense.
Yeah.
Like... You know,
how much do you think getting on the road has helped a little bit?
I think that helped my mental health a lot, because I think that's me. That's who I am.
Yeah.
In a sense, I'm not a stay at home person.
Yeah.
My wife knows that. But that me being out and stuff, I think that's really helped. And I don't know. I just feel like I'm doing my job so much better right now. You know, I fucking fired a motherfucker. had to go. And I actually feel good about that. And I think that's part of the reason I've been feeling good.
Yeah.
And then I just been feeling good. So I was like, hell yeah. I think it's because I'm just in control of who I am.
Yeah.
I can't control anything else. If someone doesn't like me, I can't control them to like me, you know.
Right.
I don't make someone happy. There's, you know, I don't got control of that, because either way, they're going to be unhappy, right?
Well, that's true.
Like, I could cater to them, but is that going to make them happy? No.
Is it's going to make you happy?
It's not going to make me happy, because I'm just doing it to see if you're going to be happy, you know?
Right.
So I'm not trying to cater to motherfuckers no more. No,
there you go. Kidding.
But no, I've been feeling like mentally and physically, I've just been feeling like better than I've actually felt in fucking years.
Well, good.
Like years. Like, I don't know. I feel good.
Nice.
You know, I don't have those lingering thoughts of like, you know, back in the day, I hated myself, you know, you know, self-deprecating kind of crap. And I don't know. I haven't done that in a while.
So. And you've been now off alcohol for over a year.
Yeah. Tuesday was my official year sober. I actually feel really good about it.
Yeah. Congratulations on that.
I don't know how I'd feel.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know I should be proud of myself.
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't as hard as I thought. But I mean, there's been moments where it's like, God, a liquor would be good. Like,
yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Sure.
A little drink would have been nice. But like, right. I was like, no. But there, you know, there's moments like that, but it's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm still me. It's, you know what? I got to be comfortable with me around other people. You know what I'm saying? I can't use alcohol to mask, you know. That I gotta learn how to
true.
I might not be the most outgoing at times, and you know, liquid courage is liquor. So you know what, I just gotta be courageous, you know. That's it.
You're gonna be courageous.
No, yeah. But you know, we'll see how long I go without it. I think I gotta find something else now to try to quit for a year, or not even quit, just improve on.
Sure.
You know, I think I'm going to work on my relationship with my doggy, with Rex. I need to train him a little better. And, you know, I don't want my dog to be a bad dog. And that's partially, I got to look at myself being an owner.
Sure.
You know, I'm not like the most on it dog owner.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I don't know. But no, it's funny. So my brother, I think he's coming up on a year sober too.
Oh, wow.
So me and my brother both quit around the same time, which is funny because
did you know that?
No.
Oh.
So we didn't know that until I think I went down there for something, I think it was just myself. I was with, I stayed with my brother, and he has talked about how he quit drinking. And I was like, yeah, man, I've quit drinking too. Yeah, I quit around that time too, you know? So we're really within 2 weeks.
Wow.
It sounds like. And so, you know, we're like, oh, awesome. Well, he texts me. He's like, these mother effers. My mom and Ben and my sister, they were all like having drinks, right?
Didn't always have drinks.
Well, I didn't even know Ben drank. I don't know if he drank, but the way my brother used to sneak, because they hated when like if he drank or if I drank. Like, I remember it was me, Alicia, my brother, and my sister-in-law, Rachel, my brother's wife. And we're just at my sister's. I don't know where they were, but we were drinking. And we weren't drinking like crazy, like you and me when we
just having a few drinks.
Yeah, we're just having a few drinks, having fun. And my mom was so pissed. She was livid. Mm. She was like, this is disrespect in her house. Blah, blah. I'm like, mom, we're having a drink. I don't think Nicole's going to be mad about it. She's let other people drink, you know, like, no. And my brother, you know, he mentioned that. And he was like, can you believe, like, all that time and now look at them. I'm like, what are we going to do? You know?
Yeah.
I was like, no need to be like, you know, let it get to us. I mean, it sucks, but it's funny though. Now that we quit drinking, they're like, that's what he said. Now they decide to have fun. Now they decide to be fun.
Yeah.
He goes, now that I don't drink anymore. But for him, he was like telling me how it's probably been one of the best decisions, him quitting. Cause he got to a point where says he wasn't even getting drunk, but he was drinking like a lot.
Ooh.
Every day, whiskey or something. And he said he drank a fifth or he drank a bottle and he said he didn't feel anything. And he was just like, I need to stop. There's no way I'm going to be living, you know, if I keep doing this.
Right.
But he has like a store Flexline disc golf. They have like a line of, you know, if you're into disc golf and stuff, it's becoming a pretty good size, like little recreation kind of sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Its popularity is definitely going up.
Him and a friend of his, they opened up a store at a course, and it sounds like it's been doing good. They do a lot of online stuff. That's cool. I think they signed someone like as like a sponsor.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's doing good things, and I was just telling him, man, you need to be proud of yourself, because you know he was just like, yeah, you know, I should be, but no one's, you know, seen it. No one from the family. I was like, he goes, I understand you. And I was like, well, you know, I get it. I don't got an excuse. I should see, you know, I know I live further away than they do.
Sure.
But at the same time, you know, I should go and support him, which he knows I want to. I want to go out there and check out his store and stuff.
That's pretty cool, though. Yeah, Blanca showed me his some video with him. Yeah.
Yeah. They do little videos all the time of them throwing the discs and shit. Yeah, they're killing it. Like, I'm really proud of him, and I let him know that just he needs to be proud of himself, because like, you know, who cares if, you know what I told him, just because no one's seen it, just, you know, be proud of what you've done. Like,
absolutely,
who gives a fuck what they say.
Yeah,
you know, be proud of like your situation. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's awesome. And he like I said, he said for him, quit drinking was probably one of his better decisions.
Sure. And that kind of led to the success of what he's doing now.
Yeah, because he says he wouldn't have done it if he kept drinking, right. He would have just talked about it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? He would just kept, yeah. Eventually I'll do it. You know?
Yeah.
But then which I get.
Action plan into place.
I wish I would have been that motivated to do some.
Well, hey.
No.
You're out in the field now?
I'm out in the field. I'm doing things. I think I probably have to go to Oregon here in the next couple weeks until I get someone hired. Nice. But I don't mind it, man. Like, like I said, it's nice. It sucks being away from the house.
Yeah.
For a week.
It'd be nice if you could come back home at night.
Yeah, right? Yeah, or something. Because living in a hotel kind of sucks.
Yeah.
My hotel they've been putting me up has been garbage. I'm complaining over here. Showers. Usually I look forward to showers at a hotel because they're always like just the steamiest, most hot showers you could take for like 4 hours. It feels like.
Uh-huh.
No. This thing, then one day I couldn't even, I had a shower in the cold.
Yeah, you said that.
And I was like, fuck this.
There's no way to relax in a cold shower.
No. I got to train my body. I should take a cold shower for a whole year. Never take a warm. Got to relax your mind.
You know, I've done that a few times. I've done the whole cold thing, and it's great for you. It is. I haven't done the dunk into like, you know,
no, pool yeah. or something. I've at the end of a I've shower. Done a
cold shower.
I'll do like at the end of my shower, I'll do like cold water.
I don't love it.
Fuck no. I'd rather have a hot shower.
I do love it.
Speaking of hot shower, I need to get a fucking new water heater.
Oh, yeah.
Well, our hot water is starting to like not last very long.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, another cost.
Yikes. Yeah, I know.
I know. Fuck it.
Everything hits at once. That's something about life, a life lesson. When you buy a house, oh, everything yeah. goes bad at one time.
Which is
a, good it, for a while.
Like that upfront cost is okay.
Yeah.
So, but I kind of prefer like increments.
Yes.
Like
yes.
payment plan style.
Oh, okay. I can fix this now.
And then later. I can
fix this. But when you get, yeah, this goes bad and this goes bad.
I'm going to tell you right now. I figured out what my toxic trait is. Mm. It's thinking I can do a lot of things that I see on videos.
Oh, yeah.
Like I seen this video of them replacing like a hot water heater with a tankless, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, I see how they did it. And I was like, I could do that. I don't know. I still think I could do that.
You are a brave man.
I think I could run the wires. It's yeah. the plumbing I'm scared
of. Yeah.
Water and electricity. What could go wrong, so I right? I
like how you said that, watching a video. I think you can do it. There's a movie Blanc and I watched, A Good Person, I think it was called. Okay, it was yeah. a really good movie. But this girl, she's watching a video of a gal cutting her own hair. She's like, just grab the front bangs and cut. She's like, okay. She cuts, and then it falls down. She's like, fuck. And then she goes, all right, now you're in it. Just grab the other side and cut. And she cuts. One side's like down to here. The other side's like to here.
Oh.
She's like, fuck. It's like, you look beautiful. You did it. She's like, thank you. It was very funny because
that's the tends truth.
To be the way it comes out.
Well, always. Like, I think in my head, like when I pulled that wire, I thought, this is going to take me an hour.
Yeah.
Max.
Right.
An hour. It's just one wire. Easy.
You added some buffer time just to make sure. Fucking took gave me yourself forever. Some good margins.
I couldn't get this, or this wasn't working the way I thought. You know, it was just like, it took way longer to fish the cable down. Like it right. was just a pain in the ass. And I was just like, okay, so maybe, you know, life lesson here. just like, you know, anything.
Yeah.
But I always think, I don't know, I guess it's good to be positive and think it positive is good,
yeah.
And have that. Always know it's always good to try. And it's better to try and fail than not try.
Absolutely. You know, better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all type.
Yeah, seriously, concept, really, right? in a sense, because yeah. I don't know if I'm not going to. I think there's certain things I know I probably can't do. But if there's something I know I can, I'm pretty confident I can do, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'll try it. We'll see. Sure.
Well, there's always those nerves that get in our way. You know, when there's something new, like when I was going to put the flooring down, I got kind of nervous.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to screw it up. And then you just get started and it's like, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you really jack something up. It's like, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Which I've done that too.
Yeah. You know,
I don't know. I should have done our floors. I didn't want to deal with that.
It's yours would have been a lot harder because you had the walls and stuff that you'd had to have measured out right and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want
to
deal with
it. I still can't quite get my head around how you do that to make sure everything lines
it's
up.
It's so right. like a lot of geometry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It really path. Is. You gotta like do this weird right. angle sometimes. Right. Or you gotta like cut a certain way, and then if you don't cut it right, then it just
right.
it's like cockeyed and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, it's short over here and over here.
Right.
Like Cheeky's closet doors were like not aligning right.
Mm.
And she has those folding ones.
Oh.
And I installed them. And then so for me, she's like, they're crooked. I'm like, I didn't install them crooked because I know me and I know I'm not like,
yeah,
it would bug me.
Right.
I like to make sure they're symmetrical and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think what's going on is they were moving the little bracket that's installed. Uh-huh. It'd get loose and it would move. So I had to fuck with that. But trying to measure that stuff was just a pain in the ass because it's like that's when you gotta use your fucking fractions. That's like the math you need when you get out of school. It's like fractions, percentages is probably a good one to know.
Sure.
Pythagorean theorem is probably not gonna help you. I don't know if it is.
It could. Length times width. that type of thing.
Yeah, just know if your length surface ain't area. Good enough, she ain't gonna love you. And no.
Girth is important.
Girth is a,
what's the
do you want to be a tuna can?
What's the circumference? It's important.
You want a tuna can? Or, you know?
Or a little weenie.
Or a little smoky.
A little smoky. There we go.
Dude, that's you know it. What I had that? So I went on that golf tournament.
Yeah.
With Nick and Chris. And Nick brought pigs in a blanket, little smokies. Yes, in a, yes, oh, yes. God, I haven't had those in so long.
I haven't had
they
those
They were in ice while. Cold, but they were good. Like, Nick, these are cold, bro. Yeah, I love you, man.
They were warm when I got them out here.
They were so. It was. Dude, I'll never do a tournament in the cold again. That sucks.
Your hands hurt.
It was just, I was just cold. And then our fucking, we happened to get the one cart that didn't have the face shield.
The windshield, oof.
So you were driving and my face, when I got home, my face was like red. Alicia's like, you look like you're sunburnt.
Were you crying?
I was like, no, this is my face is cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. That's
what was that? There was a something where a guy was lost out in the woods and he had to cut a piece of birch, then put him over his eyes because the sun would reflect off the snow.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah,
so he
cut
slits in a birch and he put it over him. Yeah, and he wore them like glasses.
God, it was one of those Survivor, like Alone or one of those Survivor shows. But
it was
like
a movie, wasn't it? Or was it a show? Because I remember
it's one of the
talking
other.
About how it'll reflect off the ice.
Yeah.
It wasn't no. Hatchet, was it? You remember the book Hatchet?
I don't remember.
You ever read that book? That was a good book.
I'm not going to lie. I don't read.
Well, I don't really either, but
like I never read like a
that was like a middle school book. If you haven't read it, pick up a copy. Paul
middle school, huh?
Something or other wrote it. And it's Hatchet. It's a great good. Book.
No, I'll have to check it out.
This kid's given a hatchet by his dad and he's got to fly out to see his dad or something. Mm-hmm. Like his parents are divorced. So he flies out and he goes totally nuts and murders an entire village. No,
with a hatchet.
His plane crashes in the middle of the woods and this kid with the hatchet has to like survive. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's a really cool, like he learns how to catch fish and like make a little area that they can't get out of. So he just has fish available. Oh, the whole book. It's like, it's right up our alley. Like the whole,
it's like survival.
It is
God 101,
but this is a kid. He's a freaking kid by himself.
He's Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. It was played by him in the movie. No.
In the forest. That trips me out. So we were watching, cause Christmas, Merry yes. Christmas, by the way.
Yeah. And a happy new year.
And a happy new year for sure. Cause we haven't done one since Christmas.
No, right, it was before Christmas
was great.
So Merry Christmas to you all.
Yeah, Christmas was fun. And Merry Christmas and New Year's is going to be fun too.
Yeah.
Merry New Year.
Merry New Year to you too.
But we were watching Home Alone.
Home Alone's great.
And me and Leo were sitting there watching it and just laughing because it's a great movie. Oh, I love Home Alone. But then I'm like, dude, the things this guy's doing, this kid's doing to these guys is just like, there's no way you'd be dead.
Yeah, right.
Or when he gets hit in the chest with the fucking crowbar.
Yeah.
Stay still. I'm going to kill that tarantula.
Yes.
He's like, boom. I was like, oh, caved.
Yeah.
He's breaking that sternum right here.
It's Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci. You can't kill Joe Pesci.
I'm going to get you with this fucking pencil.
Fuck you, Mom. You like that, huh? Yeah.
But man, how cool the stuff he would do in that. I remember as a kid thinking, God, it'd be so cool. Like, how smart is this guy?
He takes the hanger and he goes down the the rope.
Everything, just all his little traps he made were so cool, I thought.
Yeah, I remember the second one.
Oh, yeah. We watched both of them.
With the pipe he throws over and it slams into him.
The 300-pound pipe? Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. And then how shitty are the parents though?
Oh, every time.
And the shitty fucking airline, I would have sued the shit out of that airline. How are you gonna just, oh yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's on there, but go ahead.
This is pre 9/11.
Yeah, the kid, maybe he had a ticket. We don't know.
Yeah, maybe his dad's there? Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Yeah,
that's him. Okay.
Yeah, all right there. And so true. Kevin, if that's a brown kid, not happening.
Well, I mean,
we're not even getting on the plane.
He was very wealthy. Well-to-do kid.
What was his dad?
I've wondered that.
There's rumors that his dad was involved in the mafia.
Accountant for the mob or something? Yeah.
No, there is like a one of those like little stories like that where he's like that. He's a tie into another movie.
If you know other things, he was a cop in The Sopranos.
No. See?
So season one, he's a police officer in The Sopranos. Very different role. Very different role than Kevin's dad.
But Moira.
Moira's Kevin's mom, Catherine O'Hara. How great is that?
Dude, total opposites just to watch.
Total opposites.
But just overall, their parenting kind of sucked. And they're kind of fucked up because Buzz did some fucked up shit, but they blamed Kevin.
I was like,
bro, that's kind of fucked up.
I think now we call that emotional abuse.
That's what Leo goes. Leo goes, how much unspoken trauma does this kid have?
Right.
Like, the parents don't know that he was pretty much almost murdered and these people broke into their house.
Right.
Like he's keeping that secret with him.
At 8 years old, a break-in from two. Because
what kind of emotional trauma does this kid have?
I'm gonna bite everyone of your fucking fingers off. Like, how scary would that be?
I know.
So the funny thing too is like that one guy, the creepy guy who comes up.
The one who hadn't seen his son forever. Yes. Yeah.
So I always, Blanca brought it up. She's like, why does he act like that? I'm like, I wonder if it's not really the way he's acting. Like, I kind of feel like the movie's shot like through the eyes of Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
So the perception that everyone's mean to him, the guy's creepy. So he comes in and slaps his hand down on the table. He wouldn't really do that.
Yeah.
And then the guy's all nice in the church. So I think it's like they filmed it in a way where you're seeing it through the eyes of him.
That makes sense.
So... But regardless, that one line that the sister says, Kevin, you what the French call laissez compétent.
Oh, yeah. We use that in our house all the time.
I love it.
Those French dicks to him, though.
Yeah.
They were kind of dicks to him.
And they're in the apartment waiting. They're watching that one movie. What movie was it?
They were watching a novella or something, I thought. That was in the second one.
I think they're watching, Casablanca. George Bailey and all that.
Christmas Story or?
It's the one, where it's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah.
I said no. The French guys say the lines.
I seen his clip. It was Chucky. But he was in Spanish.
Yes.
And the way he's yelling, God, it's so funny. I love it.
Oh, no. And he's saying something, but it doesn't sound like he's saying
it. La Vega. It's so funny. I love it.
One of the funniest clips I've ever seen in my life. If you haven't ever seen it, look it up.
He's like, pinche cosa.
He's speaking Spanish, but it just sounds like gibberish. It's so great. He's shaking.
I ask him, what is he saying? What is he saying here?
Yeah. I asked Blanca, it sounded like fuck you, something.
I know. Sometimes I wish I knew Spanish because I would sing to certain songs in Spanish.
Oh, sure.
I would use it probably the wrong way.
Right.
Probably that's why I don't know Spanish.
One of my favorite things of Spanish was that Despacito song that everybody would play, like the news would play it all the time. All the time. And it's like the dirtiest song.
Yeah, that song. Well, a lot of times it was like foreign songs. There was another song that was like super popular that kids were doing like TikToks too.
Oh, sure.
It was Russian, but like when you actually read the lyrics, it's like talking about getting like fucking you and doing it's dirty, but it's in another Russian language. You don't know what they're saying. It sounds cool.
Yeah.
Or it sounds cool. Like the beat and stuff. Cool.
And all the kids are.
But actually hear it, but like then you see what everyone's doing on, and you just hear it all the time. You're like, I don't want to hear this fucking song. Despacito is one of those songs. I'm like, I do not want to hear this fucking song again.
Yeah, we've talked about it. It's gone a little too far. It's gone to the point like, okay, leave something to the imagination. Like, everything's so graphic. So like, it's so far gone. It doesn't mean anything anymore. You know, it's like we're all desensitized to it. So it's going to go backwards. Our kids are going to be, or our grandkids will be listening to like old jazz, and they'll come to the old folks home to see us, and we'll be listening to Wet Ass Pussy. And
we would too.
The old people bumping and grinding. They're like, Jesus, you guys
are dirty. Listen to like JJ's and Elliot. They'll be the ones listening to the fancy stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I could totally see JJ listening to something fancy.
Smoking pipes and reading the newspaper.
Drinking a glass of wine or something. Brandy. I don't know. Yeah. Or, yeah, there you go. Brandy.
those kids, man. I tell you.
Oh, I know. I do got a question of the week, and it's kind of a weird one.
Okay. I like weird questions.
I don't know how to word this, but is it normal, and I'm just saying this in general from something I saw, is it normal to have thoughts of leaving your spouse? When what do? When those thoughts come in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the way I have it worded is, what do you do when thoughts of leaving your spouse comes in? So it's in that sense, sure. You know what I mean?
When your spouse is when particularly annoying.
There you go. And you're like, God, I just, how awesome.
I just really like
to leave. You think that's normal, right, though, to have those daydreams of like, you see a movie, right? And they're living this like cool, like socialist, like life in New York, living downtown. And, you know, you have those thoughts like, God, I think I could do that.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
In another lifetime.
In another lifetime as another person, I could probably, I'd be that.
Yeah.
You know, is that like a normal thought to have?
I think absolutely.
Even if you're in a loving relationship. And
I think there's definitely a normal aspect. As a non-psychologist, I have no credibility to say this, but I think there's a definite normal aspect of human psychology of, even if you're in a happy, comfortable setting, to kind of have your mind on alternatives, other possibilities. Yeah. I think that's a normal thing.
Right. You bring that up to your wife. She'll probably be like, what? You want to leave me now?
Yeah. You don't ever bring it up to the wife.
No, you don't.
But no, we've talked about this too. I think women are more apt to flat out say like, I don't know if things are going to work out.
Yeah. Because
they're always mad about something. But for us, I don't ever threaten the other way because I really don't want anything else. I'm very happy with my life. But no, I have daydreams of living in like some tiny house somewhere that I don't have to take care of anything because
that is a nice,
it gets a little overwhelming. I love the house that we have and everything that we have, but like I tend to just cycle through all the stuff to try to take care of. And sometimes you just get to the point of like, fuck it all. Like, I don't want to care anymore.
I know. I get to those points where it's like,
it gets hard to get motivated.
I don't know what to do now.
Yeah. Like, now I'm overwhelmed.
Like we want to do our kitchen, but it's like, okay, we know what we want to do. Where do we start now?
Right.
And that's where I'm at right now. I was like, I want to get this going, but like, where do I start?
Right. But, yeah. So I think the where would be a problem, because you know, I listen to all those serial killer things, and where people get into trouble with serial killers is they start living in their fantasy life.
Those intrusive thoughts start coming.
Yeah. So if you start, you know, focusing too much on the fantasy of something alternative.
Like murder seems cool.
You know, like, God, I just really feel like in another life, I could have been one of those serial killers.
Yeah, I could have done it.
No, not that, but like, but you know, if I started just fantasizing every minute of every day about living in some tiny house by myself without anybody else.
Well, I think you'll make yourself miserable.
You accidentally start putting your energy into that.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're taking away from the life that you're actually living, and you're putting it all into something that doesn't really exist.
Well, I found myself when I was, I work from home, but like when I tend to be alone longer.
Yeah.
Like being more annoyed when I'm around people.
Sure.
You know? And so I'm trying.
People are the worst. So,
Now I'm trying to be around, like, you know, not even that, just even not annoyed with the kids. But
no,
like,
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? But yeah. Like, okay, let me just.
You don't have much tolerance anymore because you're not around.
So I'm allowing myself to be around that.
Sure.
But.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, stimulation. I can only have still so much, but.
See, me too. But I also, like, I crave solitude, but at the same time, my least happy times are when I'm in solitude, because I have a tendency to go way overboard in that solitude and become very reclused.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I'm too fun of a guy to just sit alone all the time.
Like, God, I got to let this fun. Someone's got to enjoy this.
Someone's got to enjoy my fun. Yeah.
I don't know. That's how I feel. But yeah, no, like I said, I think I'm going into 2024 feeling rejuvenated, I guess. I don't know. I just feel like I really feel like right now I'm just in a good place in life, like with work, with my health, mentally, physically. Obviously, the physical aspect, I can do some more exercising. But
I got to get back on that boat myself.
But other than that,
it's been a rough holiday season.
You know, I'm not drinking any energy drinks. I ain't drinking beer.
Speaking of, though, I am going to try some energy shots.
Yes, I will try with you.
We've been talking to a company that would like us to try their shots and give some insight.
Yeah. I think we should try it.
So we've been bad about reaching out and getting that set up, but we're going to do that, and we're going to let you guys know about some possible.
I do think 2024 is going to bring us we're going to have interviews. We're going to do a little new, add it to the show.
Yeah, we've had a lot of,
we've had people reach out from our Instagram.
Yeah. What do you call it? The interactive nature of this venture has been increasing as of late.
There was a podcast that reached out to us just to, check out our podcast, kind of just, help us out and, vice versa. And I just threw it out there like, hey, would you guys ever be interested in if we did any interviews or anything, would you ever go a collab? And he was he was down for it.
So that's pretty cool.
So I was fun. Oh, that'd be cool.
When you
talk to some randos you've never even seen, you're like, great.
It's great. I mean,
how cool that. I don't know. I like the idea.
Like anything in your life, whatever you decide to put energy into, that's where you're putting resources. It's going to happen, whatever you really focus on.
Yeah, I kind of believe that. Like, I don't think I was ever a believer of that until the last, 6 months or something.
Well, I'm with you because, there's a lot of times that you think that you're putting energy into something by just thinking about it. But no, for this podcast, we didn't do much outside of carve time out and buy equipment.
That's it.
And it wasn't nothing. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
We are fortunate enough to have the resources to buy the equipment to do it.
We're so fucking rich.
Wasn't
just kidding.
Make it rain in here. No, it wasn't an obscene amount of money.
Yeah, no, no.
A room that we sit in and do this.
But like you said, we're fortunate enough to be able
to do it. We get up every week.
We do.
And we come together and we do this. And we've done it now for over 2 years.
Yeah.
And, things happen with time and with energy. And so if you're stuck and you feel like the way we felt last year, if you want to hear us a year ago, go back and listen to last year's. I was getting really depressed.
It was not a good winter for me.
I feel like you said much better
today. Yeah.
It could be the Venlo Paxson. I don't know. But
I don't know. I just feel like overall just in a whole, everything seems better right now.
I feel really secure in work. I feel, secure
that's
in life, happy.
Can't ask for more.
No.
I'm good where I'm at.
Yeah. The doctor was like, your eyes look good. I was like, thank you. Thank you.
I won in Powerball. Not many people can say that. Yeah, $17.
Holy crap. Wow.
Yeah, so
I didn't even play Powerball.
Well, we had scratch tickets that we got the kids kind of for
the holiday.
For, Christmas.
Yeah.
And so at that time I bought I was like, let me just buy a Powerball. I never that was my first Powerball in 8 to 10 years, right?
Yeah.
So it was $17. So I just recycled that money into other scratch tickets.
Nice.
And just keep reusing it. So
yeah,
sure. Now I just got $5 left, but I bought two after the 17, I bought some scratch tickets. And then after that, I have I went down to $4 and now it's back up to $5.
There you go.
But I haven't put any more money into it.
Playing. Hey, you're playing.
It's fun.
You get some play out of it. Yeah.
Whatever. If I win, I win. If I don't, I'm probably not going to spend more money anyway.
By the way, if anyone's looking for a fun holiday game, these guys came up with a great one. You wrap something inside of a box, it's taped shut, and you put tape all over it, and you make the kids wear oven mitts.
Yeah, and they have to roll the dice.
They roll dice, and you're trying to get doubles, right?
Yeah, you want doubles, so it's your turn. So if Tom's trying to unwrap the present, I'm going to try to throw a double.
He's trying to get a double. So
as soon as I get doubles, he has to give me the gloves. And then the next person's rolling the dice and trying to do. And sometimes they roll the doubles very quick.
Right away. Sometimes it takes a few.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I mean, they are trying so hard to get into that box. Yeah, and it's taped. If you tape it well enough, it's not an easy game.
At least you just use scotch tape.
Yeah. Which is smart.
We've used in the past, we've done one with a, what's that, Saran wrap ball?
Uh-huh.
So we'd... during the Saran wrap, we'd actually wrap we'd put little gifts and candies. And so it was kind of cool, because if you did get the chance to start unraveling it, you would be getting the stuff that's fallen out.
Right.
And then the next person would go. And then something. Yeah, some people would each get something. So which that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool too.
It's just we've used like a lot. We've used a whole, I think, a roll or two of Saran Wrap.
I can see that.
Just get it at the dollar store.
Size ball.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, they got some good ideas, these folks.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. It was fun. Christmas was fun. It felt way better than last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I went overboard with the kids, but I felt good about it, so I didn't care.
Hey, there you go.
You know?
If everybody's happy, who cares?
Alicia was probably not the happiest. It's like, I'm just going to buy everything. You get a toy.
Yeah. Well, hey.
I don't know. I haven't got to spoil the kids like that in a long time, so it felt good.
Nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But whatever.
Well.
Whatever.
Whatever your new year brings to you, I hope it brings
good tidings of joy.
Yeah, good tidings. I like that.
And hookers.
And, and lots and lots, lots of hookers.
No. Just hope you go. You guys have a good new year and just.
Yeah. Take care. Drive safe. Care. Don't do the, you know, stupid. Don't be stupid. Be smart.
Yeah.
We want you to be around for 2024.
You need a DD? Hit me up. I got you. For a phenomenal fee.
Phenomenal fee.
What is it? Nominal? Or is it phenomenal?
Oh, crap.
No. Is it nominal?
Nominal.
Nominal fee, right?
Yeah.
A naughty little fee.
Phenomenal fee would be even better.
A nominal phenomenal fee. For a fee.
Phenomenal fee. That'd be $1 million.
I'll pick you up. A million.
Man.
And your car.
Yeah, don't call me. I'm not that nice. But
no, I'm just kidding.
No, but
I'll be drunk.
Definitely be smart. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you in the new year, 2024. Yeah. We're almost halfway through the 20s.
That's crazy.
They've been roaring, haven't they? God.
Unless we have a podcast on Sunday. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll have anything to talk about.
I know. I was kidding. But we'll see you.
All right, guys. Take care. Happy New Year. Oh, wait a minute.